Now, 6-11 and the Ebola outbreak in three West African countries is already the deadliest ever. So far, there have been 635 cases with 367 deaths in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. And joining us live is Dr. Anthony Fauci. Of course, he's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Fauci, good morning. Great having you with us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
What is Ebola? It's sure frightening to read about the number of fatalities based on the number of cases. It's like half of the people who get it die.
Well, in some outbreaks, even more than half of the people. It's a virus. It can be transmitted. People likely get it from an animal, from eating bushmeat, because gorillas and chimps and others can get infected. But the real danger is when people get infected and get very sick and get tended to by physicians or family members or ministers or even morticians when they die, it can be spread by contact, you know, with body substances, body fluids, particularly in a setting of taking care of it. It is not spread easily in the sense of broad outbreaks. This is a large outbreak, as you mentioned correctly. It's the largest outbreak thus far. The virus was first discovered in 1976 in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and there have been about 20, 24 outbreaks, mostly in Central and Africa, but this is relatively recently in West Africa, as you pointed out, and a total of about 2,400 cases. So it is not something that occurs often or in a widespread way, but when it does, it's really quite deadly. And officials are concerned now because of the size of this outbreak, first in Guinea and now in Sierra Leone and Liberia.
Doctor, is there any threat here to the U.S.? I mean, obviously, if somebody travels to one of those countries, there's a threat. But how about bringing it back here to the U.S.?
Theoretically, it's possible that someone could have been infected and gotten on a plane and get here, but it is extraordinarily unlikely that there would be an outbreak here, because outbreaks are really prevented by good hospital practices and isolating the person. So if you recognize that it's Ebola and take good care in the sense of hospital control, it's extraordinarily unlikely that you would see an outbreak here.
Doctor, these are three pretty poor countries. What role does that poverty have to do with the fact that this disease is there and it's not here?
Well, whenever you have poverty and poor health care conditions, that always is something that contributes to the outbreak and even spread of certain diseases. It's also its lack of appreciation of the need for good hospital practices or even practicing good infection control in general. And when people are not aware of that, what they would do, understandably, family members or people tending to the people who are sick are not fully aware that you really need to wear very strict personal protective clothing, like you see sometimes in the movies when people are gowned up with masks and gowns and gloves and things like that. If you don't do that when you're taking care of somebody, that's where the spread comes from person to person.
All right, doctor, great to have you with us this morning. Thanks for updating us on this story.
You're quite welcome.
Dr. Anthony Fauci there is the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at NIH.